Welcome into Scoops with DannyMac.com, and it's Wednesdays with Walton. Our chance to visit with Brian Walton of TheCardinalNation.com. Coming to you from the Lou Fuse Automotive Studios. Lots to get into. Spring training has kicked off as pitchers and catchers have reported here to Roger Dean Stadium and Jupiter, Florida. We'll get into that. We'll get into the biggest storylines of spring. Who are the minor leaguers that could make the biggest impression? The lack of movement in Major League Baseball among free agents. Those are just some of the topics we cover with Brian Walton of TheCardinalNation.com coming up on Scoops with DannyMac.com.
I'm Ryan Kelly with TheHomeLoanExpert.com. If you're even considering buying a home this year, get pre-approved today at TheHomeLoanExpert.com. Don't be the only offer on the table without a pre-approval letter from TheHomeLoanExpert.com. The Home Loan Expert, LLC.
Hey Cardinals fans, Dan McLaughlin here from my friends at Schnucks. No, it's still not baseball season, but we can start getting ready. If you haven't already, start spring training by downloading the Schnucks Rewards app. That way, when you're loading up on the brats, the burgers, and everything else you need for Cardinals games, you'll be earning points and money off at Schnucks. Think of all those savings over the course of the entire season, and make sure you shop at Schnucks. Download the Schnucks Rewards app today. It's almost here. Get ready at Schnucks. Wednesdays with Walton on Scoops with DannyMac.com as we have the chance to dive into the minor leagues and also the major leagues. Spring training is here. Pitchers and catchers have reported. And Wednesdays with Walton, Brian Walton of TheCardinalNation.com. It is the best source to follow the Cardinals minor league system. Brian, happy spring training to you.
And same to you as well, Dan. It's an exciting time for everybody, the optimism of a new season.
You
everybody
bet.
Starts with a fresh record and a chance to win the World Series.
You bet. TheCardinalNation.com, the place to go, and we're coming to you from the Lou Fuse Automotive Studios. Right now, up at ScoopsWithDannyMac.com, you can read Jeff Jones. He is down here at Jupiter covering the St. Louis Cardinals, Brian Walton covering the minor leagues, and Brian has been added to ScoopsWithDannyMac.com, and he'll have a piece up every week. And Brian joins us every Wednesday to talk about the minor leagues. Up at TheCardinalNation.com, Brian has a very interesting piece. It is the Cardinals coaching moves. He wrote about this, some minor league moves translated to some major league moves with the coaching staff. Brian, tell us a little bit about the piece that you wrote about at your website.
Well, you know, it's interesting. As spring training begins, we're obviously focused primarily on the new changes on the roster. Everybody wants to see Paul Goldschmidt. You know, is Andrew Miller going to be everything that he used to be instead of what he was last year? Those are the kind of questions people want to know. But yet, it's also a time of major change for the coaching staff. This is Mike Schilt's first spring training camp as a major league manager. That's a big deal. But not only Mike Schilt, but you've got your new hitting coach, Jeff Albert, and Stubby Klaff now the first base coach. And so, you know, I thought about kind of what's gone on over the last couple of years, and I basically just did an analysis of, since the end of the 2016 season, how much change there's been in the Cardinals coaching staff. And it just blew me away. 20 different changes in that time.
What stood out most about that outside the removal of Mike Matheny and then coming in Mike Schilt out of those 20 moves with the major league coaching staff for you?
Well, I think it seemed to me that there were changes that were being made to try to adjust the staff to perhaps help Mike Matheny to help make him stronger, better in his job. David Bell had been the bench coach. He moved on, so they brought the young guy Mike Schilt in behind him. Of course, they decided their pitching coach direction wasn't right, so Derek Lilquist was let go, and Mike Maddox and Eversberg were brought in. So those changes occurred, but, interestingly enough, just since last spring, 12 months ago today, there's only three guys on the staff that are in the same job that they were. That's Maddox and Eversberg, the two pitching coaches. I guess really it's only two guys. It's only the two of them. That's right. So that's it. So a number of other coaches have, shifted around in jobs. But, you're talking about a lack of continuity in the coaching staff, and that sort of has to affect some way, I think, how things are organized and how things are run. And so now Mike Schilt's in place. He's got his guys around him. Jeff Albert's here. Maddox is back. Stubby's on the staff. So, he's kind of got the guys he wants. It's going to be interesting to see if this change, this high level of change we've seen over the last couple of years, is going to stabilize. It's not going to, be as pervasive as it's been, and whether that stability in the coaching staff can ultimately lead to better results in the field, because really that's, of course, what it's all about.
Mike Schilt very, very well from all his time in the minor leagues, whether it be at AA, AAA, coaching, managing, whatever the case may be. What do you think fans can expect? What do you think the players can expect from a Mike Schilt major league run camp now at the major league level, his spring training, putting his stamp on it?
Well, he's certainly a very organized individual. And, in addition, most people know and are, focused on the fact that he won championships in the Appalachian League and, was successful in the Texas League as well and then managed in Memphis. But one of the things that Mike Schilt did for a number of years was he organized and ran spring training camp, an extended spring training camp, an instructional league. So he was the guy that put the schedules together and, put everybody through their paces. And so he knows, what works to motivate the players. He knows how to push, but he also knows not to push as hard. And one of the things that, while Schilt wasn't in charge of instructional camp this January, he and the staff did come through 1 week. But one of the things I saw in instructional camp, for example, was the players were only on the field for about 90 minutes each day. They were spending time on drills. They were spending time on statistics and situations, and less on actually, being on the field working, which made the prep, made the players fresher. So, I think all of that will come into play in this spring training camp. But, ultimately the measure is going to be hopefully that this team, comes out early and, gets some wins under their belt and, plays well. And granted, it's no reason to panic if they start 0-5 or something like that. But, with a new coaching staff and a new manager, change, it'll be nice for them if they can kind of get their feet on the ground early. And, oh, by the way, that we don't have another, Alex Reyes type of injury, the first day of camp or something like that, that kind of, puts everybody on edge.
Clearly, Mike Schilt, big storyline in camp. You just mentioned Alex Reyes, big storyline here in camp. To me, in my opinion, Dexter Fowler, number one storyline in camp. Now I'm going to ask from thecardinalnation.com, Brian Walton, for you, your biggest storyline coming into Cardinals camp.
Well, I guess I can't use the one that I was already going to say, but I think right field is the huge question.
Yeah.
And, now it's time to, not focus on how Dexter Fowler felt last year mentally or how he was physically. He's healthy. He needs to come in and produce. And, obviously he feels the pressure. I'm sure he knows that he's not going to get a half season of leash like he did last year. But I think the other story that is equally as big is Marcell Ozuna, in the other corner outfield position. We saw a guy last year who obviously couldn't throw with any authority, oftentimes swung the bat with one arm. He still hit, 23, 24 home runs, drove in like 80, So, Ozuna had a good year for an average player, but he's better than an average player. And if his arm is right, his shoulder is right, and he puts together the kind of season he put together 2 years ago, that's a big deal. So that's a guy that, I'm certainly going to be watching. And I'm sure they'll, ramp him up slowly like they will with Molina, who, of course, had the knee procedure back in December. They'll ramp him up slowly. But I think Marcell Ozuna is kind of – I don't want to say expectations are low for Fowler, but certainly on some people's part, the expectations are low. I think expectations are higher for Ozuna. And he's really going to be a key guy to deliver, because Carpenter's going to do his thing. Goldschmidt's going to hit the ball. Those guys are going to be there, and Molina's going to continue to deliver. So, Ozuna, I think, is the other big story, at least on the offensive side, along with Dexter Fowler.
Reminder that Hair Saloon's home base is in St. Louis, founded in 1997, now with 16 locations in the Gateway City. You'll receive the perfect haircut. Hair Saloon keeps client notes on each customer, like myself and my two boys. So on each visit, you can be assured they know what you want, and they'll do that in the privacy of your own cutting station. Complimentary beverage, relaxing shampoo, hot towel and a mint, and a complimentary shoe shine, all that for just $22, and you'll get that at Hair Saloon for Men. By the way, a lot of Cardinal fans have been asking, when is the first spring training game? That first game is the 23rd, not of March. Folks, it's the 23rd of February, and that first game will be televised, and you can see that on Fox Sports Midwest. That game will also be seen at Hot Shots Sports Bar and Grill, and Hot Shots is also the place to watch St. Louis Blues hockey, and they're the place to watch the Blues going for the playoff push. Join the party for all St. Louis Blues action this season at one of Hot Shots Sports Bar and Grill's 11 area locations. Score a hat trick of savings. One of Hot Shots Sports Bar and Grill's 11 area locations in St. Louis. Hat trick of savings. Great food and drink specials available during every Blues game. They've got Bud Family beer specials, the $4 Jack Daniel cocktails, the $5.99 Blues Sampler appetizers, and so much more. Hot Shots, proud partner of the Blues, and your home for all the games all the time since 1990. Hot Shots Sports Bar and Grill. One of the big stories, obviously, at the start of spring training, Brian, has been the lack of movement free agency-wise in Major League Baseball. And I was reading an article the other day, and I believe it was in the Wall Street Journal. You could make a team right now full of all-stars, whether it was Dallas Keuchel, Craig Kimbrell, the big ones, Machado, Harper, Marwin Gonzalez, Josh Harrison was still out there, Moustakas was still there at third base. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. What's your take on right now a guy that studies and makes a living off of Major League Baseball, minor league baseball, but studies this stuff day in and day out? What do you think with the lack of movement right now in Major League Baseball and all these free agents still out there?
I think that it's a much higher profile situation this year because of the stature of Machado and Harper. I mean, last year, the guys not signed. I mean, obviously the Cardinals didn't get their closer until the regular season was ready to go. So, now, there were still guys out there, but, I mean, you talk about the number of players, prominent players that are unsigned. If you took the ones that were Scott Boras' clients, you could almost have a team because there's like eight or nine of those top guys that are Boras' clients. And his MO is pretty well understood now by teams, and that is don't make an offer early because he'll just use it, against you. He'll play it with other teams. And there's nothing wrong with that. Boras is obviously the best at what he does. But teams have gotten smarter as well, not only in how they deal with agents, but how they analyze players. And this was a quote that came from Rob Manfred the other day. And he talked about the fact that clubs are analyzing players differently. They're better understanding the risks with long-term contracts and with certain age groups. The other thing he mentioned was the greater impact of the 0 to 6 year service time players. I don't know if you noticed the other day, Dan, but Nolan Arenado set a new record for an arbitration-eligible player. He got $26 million, yeah. And he hasn't even reached free agency yet.
Pretty amazing. The other thing I think, to further your point, every team now is in analytics. Now, some were later to the game than others. So everybody's dealing with, for the most part, the same playing field, meaning that they're evaluating players the same. And the 10-year contracts, teams aren't doing that. Now, it does take one owner to say, yeah, I want to jump in that pool. I'm willing to give this guy that much money. It takes one to say, Bryce Harper's my guy. Here's 10 years and X amount of dollars, or Manny Machado. I think in the next CBA, you're going to see free agency come much quicker for these players. I don't know if you agree with that.
Yeah, I do. I do. I think that the next 2+ years, almost 3 years, is going to be fascinating because they've already begun to discuss some of the changes that are going to need to be made, and some of them aren't going to come easy. But certainly how free agency it works, and these 0 to 6 year players, are becoming more valuable, so they're going to want a bigger share of the pie, and they should be able to get it.
I think
that's the right direction.
There's got to be an incentive for teams to win and not, quote-unquote, tank. And I also think that if a guy hits free agency, you can't tag a first-round pick as a penalty against him for hitting free agency. I think those two things have to happen too.
Yeah, as well as some type of salary floor so that teams
yes.
aren't incented to cut their payroll, down to 40, 50,
and that's what I mean by tanking.
Dollars,
absolutely.
And, take their revenue sharing and grab the first round pick and off they go. And, you know, again, it's the system that's been put in place. It's not going to change substantially. You know, I mean, we saw the owners come out with some of these, you know, crazy ideas about, you know, trying to affect pace of play and all that. And I don't think anything's going to come of that because, of course, the players came right back with, well, fine, give us the designated hitter. And, you know, owner said, forget that. So, but, you know, the good thing that I see out of this, and I wrote about this the other day, is that at least the owners and the Players Association are starting to talk about the substantive issues early enough, because I think that while there's talk and rumbling about strike, I think that would be a terrible thing for baseball. It would be a terrible thing for all parties involved. If they can't get things worked out in the next 3 years and they have to strike, then they've all failed at their jobs.
I'm proud to announce a new sponsor for ScoopsWithDannyMac.com, and that's Design Air Heating and Cooling. You know, a few weeks ago, I was having an issue with my furnace, and I made a connection with Seth Goldkamp, who runs Design Air Heating and Cooling. He sent a technician over to my house. Not only did the technician arrive at my house, but so did Seth. They did a tune-up on my furnace. They got it running properly, but they also found a glitch in the system that is now saving me money on my monthly statement. That's all because of Design Air Heating and Cooling. They did that for me and my family. They can do that for you. They're a fourth-generation family-run company. They've been in business for over 100 years because they take care of their customers. The number one train dealer in the Midwest. It's hard to stop a train. Find out more at designairservice.com. Thanks to Seth Goldkamp and Design Air Heating and Cooling. What minor league player or pitcher will grab the biggest headlines for the Cardinals this spring?
Well, that's a good question. I guess on the pitching side, you'd have to go with Genesis Cabrera, you know, the left-hander that the Cardinals got from the Rays in the Tommy Pham trade. And, you know, folks got really, really excited about his winter ball results as a reliever, but I think he's, you know, he's one of the many guys coming to camp as a starter. And I hope that the Cardinals left-handers are good enough that Genesis Cabrera can go down to Memphis to start every fifth day and work on his secondary pitches, because I think he has value, you know, greater as a starter than he does as a reliever. But he's a guy that you're going to watch very, very carefully. I think the other guy, if I could just mention a second name, is the center fielder Lane Thomas, who really came out of nowhere last year, led the system in home runs and RBIs, went down to the Arizona Fall League, got put on the 40-man roster. And, you know, there's still some questions about Harrison Bader. He's going to be in his sophomore year. And, you know, is he going to be able to cut down the strikeouts? Is he going to be able to, you know, maintain a decent batting average? And Lane Thomas is a guy who could become the, you know, the next guy up in center field if Bader gets hurt or fades.
Final question for you, Brian. What can fans find right now at thecardinalnation.com?
Well, we're just finishing our series on Baseball HQ. We've to provide another look at how the Cardinals farm system and the top players are looked at by some folks that do, you know, scouting for a living. Some in-depth reviews of about 25 different players in the system, scouting reports, ceilings, that kind of thing. I've written about the Cardinals coaching churn. We talked about a full set of spring training numbers for all the 1 through 99 guys in camp and changes from last year. Closed off our coverage of winter ball. For example, Ronel Rivero, who's a first baseman at Memphis the last few years, who's in Major League camp, just finished play last Saturday in the Caribbean Series. So I talked about how he won a game with his legs. So there's a lot of information out there now as we're starting to translate, you know, shift from the off season now to spring training. Of course, minor league camp, the step camp doesn't begin until the 24th, and minor league camp doesn't begin until the 6th of March. So the schedule for the minor leaguers is offset just a tad from the major league schedules this year.
Great stuff as always. That's Brian Walton, thecardinalnation.com. And Brian, right now you also have your prospect book for fans, Cardinal fans. It's out there as well. So if you sign up to your website, you can get that as well, which is something that we probably should mention too.
Well, thank you for doing that, Dan. I appreciate it. Yeah, we have a Cardinal prospect guide, 190 pages, cover 60 players in depth, all kinds of history information about the farm system, about the drafts, about international signings, about awards, just chock full of information. A lot of color photos, graphs, but it's available for everybody. You don't have to be a member of the Cardinal Nation. You can get a better deal on the price if you are, but it's available both in PDF and book form. So swing on over and buy it. I think you'll be delighted with what you get.
I've got it right now. It's my cheat sheet on February 23rd all the way up until opening day in Milwaukee. But, Brian, don't tell anybody during the games, okay?
Listen, I know the colors that you use on your scorecard. I don't know if my colors were consistent with yours. That could be confusing. I hope I didn't mess you up.
Don't tell anybody. Do not. You did my homework for me, okay? Don't tell anybody. The stuff is awesome. I recommend it highly. The book is incredible, and also go to a daily to get all the box scores and also see exactly what's happening with all the minor league teams with the St. Louis Cardinals, thecardinalnation.com. Brian, we'll catch you up next Wednesday. Thanks so much.
Sounds good, Dan. Thank you.